mouth because moment of silence is so hard for me.
I'm holding my breath.
Basically, just hold
dude, I lose my breath trying to tie my shoes, guys. You know what I'm saying?
I lose my breath. I believe you. Fucking, I tell you that shit when I swear work. God. Something falls on the floor, I just look at it.
Yeah. Dude, I dropped 15 cents in the bus shelter. Guy, the fuck? Yo, okay, yo.
Yeah, okay. So that, you don't want to tell that story. Yeah,
yeah, right,
you
got now, more. Podcast.
Yeah, okay, this guy is all warmed up.
All business.
Mm-hmm. La, 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 loo. Loo, 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 la.
Oh, my goodness. Did you release gas?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
I could have, but.
You could have.
Held that in for a minute. Shake.
Shake your booty.
Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hello.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And thank you for tuning in on another episode of this bullshit. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Reams on SoundCloud. Ah, you like that, right?
That's a switch.
And you can check him out also on Instagram as well. Under Reams, REEMS. Woo, yo, I'm tired of winter.
Yeah.
I'm fucking fed up.
Yeah.
I'm hurting my back. I'm falling on ice. I'm fucking killing myself leaving this house. I'm going anywhere in life for survival.
Your bush is getting deeper into your pathway, guy.
Yeah, because it's just draped
with
ice.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, guy.
You basically have to
It's like all types of stuff is all over it, guy. It's like I had to do like a fucking Matrix move, guy, just to get past it.
You slip and you just do that lean back 90 degrees.
I had to go to the right type of angle, like almost like at a 45 degree angle.
45
degree. Yeah, I feel like you have to wear skates to go outside now. Like, it's ice, or it's
Montreal, man. It's like
you need the
snowshoes.
35 centimeters in my freaking arse.
What did Annie say last podcast? Rackets?
Snowshoes? Yeah, I was going to use rackets.
Rackets?
Rope.
They look like rackets. No, you know what, though? They do look like rackets.
Aren't they called rackets?
They're snowshoes.
Snowshoes.
They're called snowshoes.
Okay. I got that all fucked up.
To me, they look like fucking rackets.
They actually really do, though.
And they are a racket.
They're really awkward, though. Like, I trip over them. Like, the backs of them. You know, like, the skinny one part at the back? Like, I'm always like...
Just falling over?
Dude... It was either key school ghettoist winter fun, guy.
Okay, key school. You go way back when you say key school.
Wow. Thanks
just
for making me feel like
show
a
your age right there, but
wow.
Key school, we're talking about what era is this now? Is this the era of the flip phone? Like
which one? What phone?
Exactly. Yeah, which phone? That's worse.
Wow.
It sounds like the era of the payphone. Like
guy, you remember with Turtle? No, actually, she wouldn't know about this. Remember Turtle? The Turtle program on computers?
Oh, Logo Writer.
Logo Writer, yeah. The Turtle with the Turtle.
You do commands and you could do designs and shit.
Oh, with the Turtle?
So if you want to draw a square, you'd be like, forward, 50.
Yeah.
Turn, 90 degrees. Forward, 50. Turn, 90 degrees.
Oh, God.
Why not just take the pencil icon and make
No, we're talking
pencil
about...
Pencil icon?
What is that?
What is that back then?
It was basically...
Are you kidding me?
Like, for the geeks out there, this is like the lamest way you could write programs.
Oh, like coding.
It teaches you how to code eventually.
Oh.
Writing programs.
Dude, we were using floppy disks.
Yeah.
I remember those back...
We were around when floppies were actually floppy.
Yeah, that's a
I remember just the square hard thing.
Yeah, and that was called a floppy disk. Imagine that. A hard disk was called a floppy disk, and then we just got rid of them shits altogether.
I never understood the point of why the metal piece would slide up from it, though. Never understood.
Like, to cover the reader part?
Oh, is that what that thing was?
That eventually opens inside the computer, and then it reads
the information from
it. I used to always play with that thing, and just be like...
Pretend like it's a gun here in class.
Always wondering,
why
I used to always working? Go with the flubby...
I'll tell you, there's 18-year-old kids listening to this right now, they're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
What is this? Is this some fantasy
situation? When Floppy was floppy? What's floppy?
I'm 40, okay? Fuck.
Yeah. And you lived in an era with no cell phones? What the?
No cell phones, yeah.
What the?
Shit. Wow. Only the strong
survive. Don't judge me!
I'm not judging! Guy, my sister still uses a rotary phone! So,
rotary?
Yeah.
The
with the circles yeah. and shit?
Like,
yeah.
Oh
my god. Man.
And it works.
Hey, if it works, why not?
That's what it's like to grow up in our era. Everything was noisy.
And big.
Just bulky and fucking nasty looking.
Bulky appliances, bulky clothes.
Or VHS's guy?
Guy, when my boys told me, you know, do you know those actual cell phones like you bring out? Had a suitcase with a phone inside. No, like, no, dude, there were cell phones, like, came with a suitcase and the phone was inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, the green ones. You could knock someone out, like, carrying a brick. Yo.
So wicked.
Just swing it at people. But you go too far and, like, oh, cut out.
Dude, do you know how many times I got laughed at when I had my Qualcomm phone?
The Qualcomm.
Qualcomm, guy.
Ever had the sonar ringtone?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
The best was his pager.
The pager was the best. Yeah, it was. That right there, the sound that he just made was the pager on silent.
Yeah, imagine that.
My boy decides just to slap his pager outside his head.
Right out of my head.
And just explodes. On the fucking wall.
I put it back together, but it was never the same.
No, but it still worked.
It worked.
I gave him credit for making it work.
Oh my goodness.
Guy, you couldn't bring that shit in the theater. We're in the theater.
Oh god.
I'm like.
There's no way to turn off the vibration or something?
That is on vibration.
No, but like silent mode?
Silent?
I don't think there was.
On a pager?
Silent was vibrate.
There was no such thing as silent mode back then. Not at all.
Yeah, I would have left that home.
Guy, we had a race with pagers. Yo, his would just scare other pagers because it goes,
Oh my goodness. I wonder what it was.
This
like,
big green ass fucking pager. Fuck you, bitch.
Everybody has these nice moderate ringtones. It's like
yours is telling the other ones to shut the fuck
everyone
up.
Everyone watches. Seriously. If all pagers were in a room and they see Gary's pager coming, they're like, oh, fuck.
Yo, we'll be quiet now because we can't fuck with this pager.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, guy. You tried to go over that pager? Yeah, right, guy?
Here comes Noisemaker.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, my goodness.
Bringer of noise.
Holy.
So, like I'm understanding, there's been a first confirmed case of...
COVID-19 is the confirmed name for the coronavirus.
COVID-19, the nice name that we give the coronavirus now.
In Montreal.
Yes, confirmed. Lady. She came from Iran.
Is that confirmed for real
confirmed.
In Montreal?
Yes, confirmed. She came from Iran, and she's in quarantine at the moment.
You know, they had the first death in the States.
Yeah.
Just yesterday.
Yes, I heard about that, yeah.
It's fucked up. This shit's spreading.
I don't know how did they get the name for the coronavirus? Because I mean I like Corona beer back and now I can't.
You know, and it wasn't because of the beer. I know last time I said the beer virus. I am sorry, Corona. But quite honestly, I don't want to live in a world where you can catch a virus through beer.
Right.
Really, I don't want that. Not at all. I don't want to put that.
Don't watch Louis Street Trash.
I just wanted to ask.
Wow.
You, this is an airborne virus.
Contact.
Airborne contact, basically if someone sneezes in the air and they're like that far away,
yeah,
now you're
three
infected.
Feet, yeah.
Holy crap.
That's scary.
And you're contagious even if you don't have any symptoms. That's another thing that I heard too.
Holy shit.
Well, now, yeah. Now I understand why that Chinese city basically had to quarantine the whole city that got the corona thing initially.
Yeah, you
had
to close it all off.
They had to close everything off. And it's like, yo, you can't interact with anybody or what, because it's just sounds very, very
holy
scary and dangerous.
Shit.
Oh, wow. That's...
There's a website you can look up. You can see, like, in real time.
Yeah.
How many people infected, how many recovered. There's a lot of people recovered. See, the news don't tell you the number of recovered.
But some of the recovered are infected again.
Yeah. That I heard.
Is there a cure for the coronavirus?
No, not yet. But treatment is on the way. Like, they're doing a vaccine.
Australia got the genome.
Yeah.
Okay.
The states finally climbed on board. Now that it's a problem for them. Fucking assholes. No offense. Love
allegedly.
It's in 50 countries at the moment. So 50 countries. It started out with just one country, and from however this started, which was, I believe, in
travel,
December.
Man, travel.
Yo, the fact that it could travel so,
like,
far, there's a lot of nasty motherfuckers in the world.
And there's also a confirmed case of a person who has it, who hasn't traveled and doesn't know anyone who's traveled. So people are even getting sick without even
that's
being near anyone.
Weird shit.
That's terrifying, man. Like, you can get sick
shit
or not be any around.
So, like, we probably think it's contracted one way, and they're going to find out it's contracted a whole other way.
Now, does it make sense to be worried about this now? Let's say us right here in this room. Does it make sense for us to be worried about the coronavirus?
You the most, because you work with a lot of people. Nick is second because of health issues.
Yeah, because it's very scary for me personally, because of the fact my immune system
it's
pretty messed up.
It's already, like, as they would say, compromised.
So I'm very susceptible. That's when I get sick. Any kind of little bug, I can get sick like that.
Me, wow. It's if I forget to take my thyroid meds, then my immune system can get attacked.
So you gotta be, and with you where you work, Garrett, I'd be.
Well, yeah, I'm always taking the bus,
yeah.
Metro, you know, like. Yo, even subconsciously, like, I say subconsciously, but, like, I've taken, you know, little micro precautions. Like, I don't touch the railings. If I'm using an elevator, I don't press the button with my hands.
I just think for all of us here,
to wash my hands every time I'm going in and out of a building.
It's just frightening.
You know, little things like that.
It's just frightening for all of us. Like, it's because of the disease, like, all of us are susceptible.
You gotta take
like,
a lot of precautions.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, but if everybody takes the responsibilities, it won't spread to 50 countries. You know what I mean? That's why I made that comment. A lot of nasty motherfuckers. A lot of people sneezing without covering their mouths.
See, that's just nasty.
Coughing into air and shit. Cover your shit.
Just cough to the ground. Put your hand in it.
Fuck. It's gross. You ever see that on the bus and metro? Sometimes I want to cuff somebody for that shit. Just, it's just, won't even, not in their elbow, nothing. Just spray everywhere.
And coughing like,
fucking
air
in
the air, guy. Not even covering their mouths or nothing.
If you're not even going to do that,
some nasty ass shit.
The person. At least turn, I mean, that's courtesy, but a lot of people.
Some nasty shit, though. He has a point, though.
Start walking with just like those bubbles, like Bubble Boys.
Like Bubble Boy?
Yo,
yeah.
What you put there with that cab driver? There with the
yeah, that meme that I posted?
Yeah.
The Uber driver with just completely enclosed in plastic.
Guy, that guy's serious.
Guy. I'm like, you think he's nuts, but in a way, like, he's smart.
You know, you got people walk around with face masks long time.
Oh, yeah, long time.
I don't blame him.
I see more and more now.
And that's another thing, too. It gives you symptoms at first similar to, like, a flu.
Right, which is why during flu season, it's extremely hard to figure out what you have, so you should just go to the hospital.
And there's no test to say, oh, you got corona and you don't.
Well, there's, like, progressive tests, I believe. Like, they could get tested positive or negative, but they can't say, like, it's a flu that will turn into this. I don't know that yet, I think. But I know that you could get tested for it. If you have symptoms showing.
You know, like, well, the best thing that I can say, like, to anybody that's even listened to this, or if you listen to on the news, get as much information as you can. Don't just listen to hearsay. Get the facts. And
yeah.
Just act accordingly.
You know,
if you
have,
don't take
like,
responsibility, I mean, like, we've beaten every other thing, like SARS and MERS and Zika and
swine
everything
flu,
else. You know what I mean? Like,
H1N1.
Just like this one's a little different because I never heard of one that's like no symptoms and you can still spread it.
Right.
It's a little brand new.
Which is very scary. I mean, person to me, it's like,
I don't know if it's.
And what you said was pretty interesting on the fact that even if you're not near anyone, like, you could get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why I've been looking into this new
laundry detergent
that could.
Like, all the stuff you guys mentioned, like, I already read up on, but that was kind of crazy.
Stock up.
That's scary.
I went to Walmart today. Lysol gone.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Lysol spray gone.
So we're going to have to go Walmart hopping.
It was $4.97.
Yeah.
I understand some dollar stores, too. Dollar stores, they sell the small, like, cans of Lysol.
The
I'm like,
mini
yo,
can of Lysol.
You're like, yo, that ain't doing shit. Where are my big can, bitch?
Little cans for your bag. Spray people on the metro.
Where's my big can, bitch?
Yo, you know what the fuck is that, man?
Spray your metro chair with the little can.
Yeah,
you know?
Wow.
Just carry it with you.
Wow, okay. Pocket carry?
Yeah.
For real, though? The pocket. Especially, I have huge pockets in my winter jacket, guy.
I saw the carts.
You
just go everywhere to spray.
Yo, people will think you're mad fucking crazy.
Spray down the cart.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yo, cover your eyes. Yeah, bitch.
Don't worry, it's a new fresh scent.
There we go.
Fucking.
Don't you find yourself being extra paranoid for no reason? Like when someone's making
yo, imagine
food,
that.
You pay attention to what they use it to wipe down the counter. She's like, you just watch them.
Yo, if I see that, I'm doing a cartwheel. Yo, if I see someone do that, I'm doing a cartwheel at the next stop and wait for another metro. Okay. I'm be like, yo, what the fuck's wrong with this metro? I'm not taking no chances, guy.
Just somebody sneeze, jump out.
Yo, you don't know what the heck they have.
I was on the bus. This dude was in the back corner, like. Seat in the bus. Yeah. Yo, he let out this hard sneeze, man. Like, Lazier! Like, hard. He didn't cover his fucking mouth and shit, like
oh,
I was saying before.
Disgusting.
Yo, everybody within, like,
the
2 feet radius, you know what I mean? The vicinity of him. It was like we all looked at this dude at the same time.
Oh, no.
He sneezed and everybody's head just turned and looked at him. Boom. I noticed that. I was like, oh, shit. We all looking at him. Okay.
Call him out.
This one guy sitting beside him. He kind of, like, was looking down at his phone, contemplating, you know. Looked at the dude. Looked back at his phone. I did the whole SpongeBob thing. He's like, all right, I'm out of here. He just got up.
Yeah.
Sat somewhere else, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Holy shit.
That would be me, guy. I'm telling you.
I just funny everybody that
if I seen that Lysol shit, I'm there, I'm fucking, yo. Huh? Next metro, please.
Yo, who pulled on me,
bro? I do not care.
Get me out of here.
If I'm late for an appointment, I don't give a fuck. I'm out the fucking
It's like, yo, who pulled the emergency brake on the metro?
If I see that shit.
It's causing mad hysteria. Anybody that's even remotely having a cold, we just
even
I need
if it was
out.
You doing
Bye.
It?
Yeah.
I swear, I have a nice day.
I told people, like, yo, if you were near anybody that had the coronavirus, I'll never see you again. I never want to see you again, period. Even if you're cured, never want to see you again.
So you start an interview behind the door before you come
in? It was
nice
knowing you.
Nice knowing
you.
I enjoyed our
I can imagine her, though. She'd be like, yo, fuck you. You're not coming near me.
I was like,
you ain't going, yo. I'm moving out of the province.
I'm gonna go live on an island.
Yeah, for real, guy.
Yeah. She's been calling the zombie virus this last week.
Oh, like,
oh,
yo, zombies, man.
This is how you get the zombie outbreak.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. It starts with
her.
One.
SMH.
I love her.
Dude, oh, my God. That'd be crazy. All of a sudden start turning to zombies because of this shit.
Imagine you get the vaccine as the zombie trigger.
That is not cool.
Wasn't that an I Am Legend? That's why I went down?
Yeah, it was a cure for cancer that made them that way.
It's fucked up.
That's why most of those zombies were actually bald.
That's an interesting fact.
That?
Well, to me it was more of an observation. So I'm like, why are they all bald? I'm like, oh yeah, cancer.
The more you know.
Oh, did you know? Oh, is it the more you know, or did
the
you
more
know?
The more you know.
Oh, the more you know? With a big-ass rainbow?
Yeah, and the star at the end of it.
I missed those ads.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I remember Family Guy used to make fun of those things. more you know.
The more you know.
God, they make fun of everything.
Yeah, every night, even the obscure shit.
Right, the house hippo. Don't listen to everything. Like, don't think everything's real that you see on TV. You know
that the house hippo.
Yeah, you know the little house hippo that would go around the closets and eat all the crumbs and stuff. Oh, and it was like, PBS wants you to know, not everything you see is real. Blah, blah, blah. Talk to your parents.
Yo, my most memorable one was that, don't you put it in your mouth.
Oh, with the little puppets?
Don't you stuff it in your face.
Oh, my gosh.
You know the song. Come on now. It's okay to eat. If it's okay to eat like a muffin or a beet.
Like a muffin or a beet.
Oh, my God.
It'll make you sick. Real sick.
Ick.
Ick.
Oh my
it was like a blue little puppet in a pink dress.
Oh my goodness.
So, yo, this Harvey.
What is Harvey Weinstein?
Yo, Harvey Weinstein? Fuck that dude.
He needs to be in jail game.
Five counts?
5 counts.
But how many people fucking accuse this guy? Like 80?
Yeah. And because he was only charged with the two lesser charges and not the sexual predatory charge, he's only going to get 25 years instead of, like, 25 years.
No parole, right?
Why did he get the
parole?
No parole?
No parole. I didn't see any parole.
But no, to get the two out of the five.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And then the key witness suddenly gets hit by a car?
That's not a coincidence. Sorry.
I know we heard that on some news report.
Yeah, CBS.
But I haven't heard it widespread.
You won't find it on the news now. It was like, it disappeared.
Oh, shit.
More suspicious,
I have to hear about it before.
Watch, this recording is going to disappear.
Do. Knock on wood in that one.
The more you know, the more you know.
Oh, my God.
But for real, Weinstein's a piece of shit.
I don't wish bad on people, but I wish bad on that month. Well, that
he even tried the whole, like, piece of walking shit. With a walker and shit. Mm. Trying to play like he's sick.
Don't give a crap.
I'm a frail old man. I'm just an old pervert.
You know what you did.
Oh, yeah, that's a good excuse.
You know what you did. You know the victims that you hurt. Fuck you. Sorry. I feel no sympathy for pieces of shit like that.
His defense is saying that everything was consensual.
Yeah, right.
Just regret.
And I'm King Kong.
Like, their experience with him afterwards.
I ain't never seen no woman try go to court saying, I regret this thing. What's the point of that?
This was regrettable. I'm taking you to court.
He abused me and raped me, but I regret every just taking off her clothes. It's like, what? You're going against your rape? What?
Yeah, it's mad foolish.
Yeah, people do
that. That's just stupid.
Now, people who do that, man, I have no sympathy. Like, I don't even give a crap what happens to him in jail.
Right? I hope he gets raped.
I'll be every fucking day for the rest of his future existence.
Like, you want to go and take a shower, you have to go through me first?
Well, he's got fuck you money.
Yeah.
He's not really in jail. He's, like, in, like, the Club Med of jail.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, he's a rich motherfucker?
Like, he eats what the guards eat. Yeah, this guy was running Hollywood,
he's filthy
dude.
Rich.
Most movies you've seen, you're going to see
his
name.
Honestly, I only read one article about it. And they didn't explain, like, who he really was. It was basically on the case that he was going through.
Do you know the exact title of Weinstein? Like, he was, like, a movie exec?
I think
he
was Mogul is what they were
like
Mogul.
Mogul.
Yeah, there was a few cases. One particular, he was doing, multiple cases. Here's this one, for example. He was trying to come on to when Gwyneth Paltrow, for example, was married to Brad Pitt. He tried to do his crap with
Paltrow,
and Brad Pitt found out about it, and was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Wait, what if Paltrow was married to Brad Pitt?
Yeah, back
in the day, not anymore. This is like going back years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Totally flew over that one.
Right?
Wow, okay, so he went out to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
I'm going to actually confirm it, but I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
Brad Pitt gets all the like, you know.
He gets all the ladies.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Fucking Harvey.
Goodbye, good rinse to fame.
So, they're remaking Candyman?
Yeah. Shout out to Tony Todd.
Yes, he's returning.
Returning as the Candyman.
Yes.
Excellent.
It looks good. I saw the trailer. I'm excited.
It's got me more creeped out.
Yeah, like it looks like they're gonna go darker.
Yeah, but
darker than the originals.
Yeah, okay. Like it looks like they're gonna go deeper into it. I feel like I don't know.
Directed by Jordan Peele.
Yeah. So out. You know it's gonna be more psychological than anything. You know, it's gonna go into like the minds of the people and the characters.
Oh, that's coming. It's coming out when?
I think they said. So October.
I love those psychological horror movies.
I think they
by
said
the
like.
Yeah, but I liked it because it was a horror thriller.
Like slasher.
I like yeah, like, but it was a thriller type thing. You know, get you out of your seat. I like those type of movies.
I'm really glad they're bringing back Tony Todd. Like, it feel weird to me if they brought somebody else to play him. Yeah. Like, no, I don't want to see some actor who's not like. Not
especially like Tony Todd is still around, still acting.
Still
you know what I mean?
Thing,
still
man.
Doing his thing. Yeah, that's his role. You know, like. As long as he could do the role, that's his role,
it's
I feel,
like with,
you know?
It's like with Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man, for example.
Yeah, that's always going to be his role.
That's his role. You're always going to define him as, I'm sorry, but, you know.
Some actors just really, like, are that believable of the character
that
they play.
I can't picture any other actor playing Candyman.
Yo.
I just can't do it.
But it comes out June 12th.
June.
Yeah.
Even though the movie was garbage, but I give credit, like, not credit, I envy those, like, Ryan Reynolds, is his name right?
Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool dude?
Yeah, the Deadpool, but he also played DC. You know those, like, even though the movie was trash.
The Green Lantern one was complete, what he played in that.
Yeah.
Balls.
Yeah, it was, it was kind of trash.
That was terrible.
You know, but it wasn't the worst I've seen, though, to me personally.
Fantastic Four.
Which one?
The Silver Surfer one I found was
they've
okay.
They've had so many takes at Fantastic
Four.
Yeah, the newest one is trash.
The newest one, that's what I'm talking about. The absolute one they made, they tried. It was
trash.
It was the worst piece of crap.
The worst piece of crap. Okay, define a worst piece of crap. Like,
one that gets between.
I'm sorry.
Gets stuck between your bum cheeks.
The one that gets lodged in, that's the worst crap of all time. It's like.
It's when you thought you've seen it all, and then you saw that.
That you've seen this crap, and this crap is.
The
above
crap.
Any
yeah,
crap you've seen.
That's
okay,
what
yo.
That means.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly what Andy said.
100%. No, you didn't watch
exactly.
A lot of Marvel movies, eh?
I'm more into X-Men, honestly. X-Men is my jam.
Okay.
New X-Men movie coming out. The new movie.
Okay, okay, right now. Worst Marvel movie you ever seen or worst comic movie you ever seen? Ooh. One off the top. Doesn't have to be the worst one that you thought.
Elektra.
Oh my gosh. Oh fuck.
Doesn't have to be your. Just think of one that you thought was really bad. Doesn't matter if it's
for me, Green Lantern.
Green Lantern?
It's not a Marvel.
Oh, you want
Marvel? No. It's
comic.
I said comic.
Oh, comic book?
Yeah.
Are you on
Marvel?
You want Marvel?
No, I said comic. I said comic book.
That Green Lantern one was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Me, Daredevil.
Daredevil was pretty bad.
Batman with Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Oh!
I didn't like that one. I did not like it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
I liked everything else. I thought it was too over the top.
Okay. If this was back in the day, you would have been in a war with everybody.
No,
sure.
But
debate?
I'm
yeah.
just like,
no, no.
I just, it's my own opinion.
We all grown up.
I love
That's
Batman.
What I'm saying. That's what
I love Batman.
Which is own. It's all good.
But they could have done better with the Riddler.
Whoa! Hey!
They done better.
Oh
they
no!
Done
shots
better.
Fired.
Okay, you had me. If you were gonna diss Batman, if you were gonna diss Val Kilmer, then I'd be like, yeah, okay.
But George
that was
Batman was pretty bad too.
Guy, that Riddler was the best
Jim
Riddler.
Jim Carrey.
In a long time, he did what the dude in the fucking Adam West version did. He was that dude.
Maybe that's why maybe I'm a biased person because I used to watch the show,
it's cool.
So I'm like more towards them, and I'm like,
okay. Me with Daredevil, it was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Yeah. Top to bottom, man.
Like,
there's a lot of side flipping
what's his name
and
as,
gunshots.
As, what's his name as...
I think it was
oh, that's
Affleck?
Another dude that played Marvel and DC. Another guy.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And
Batman and fucking...
And he was the Phantom.
He was. What? Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, wow, you forgot that.
He was the bomb and Phantom, man, remember?
Yeah.
J.S. Silent Bob?
Oh.
It's a new character.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh,
my
God, that was...
God, there's, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you see, we need a video of that one. When I just
yeah. That was whoa.
Oh my god.
But yeah. No. Then going back to Candyman. Yeah. No. I think he's gonna do really well with it. Yeah. And, yeah. Of And also, like, there's that new Saw movie coming out, Spiral, that I'm really excited for.
Yes.
The Book of Saw by Chris Rock, or is it Chris Tucker? Chris Rock does.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
I always mix those two up.
Chris Tucker's gained a lot of weight, though.
Aren't they all? You see Martin Lawrence lately?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
He looks like the Lego man. Oh, the Lego with the head that you just stuck onto the dude. With the big ass head.
Oh my gosh. So cool.
Sorry, Martin.
Hey,
no. It's true. I'm just saying what I see.
What's up, motherfucker?
Time doesn't make you look good forever. Like, everybody ages and stuff like that.
So. Everybody ages in their own way.
Unless you're Jennifer Aniston, she never changes. She is still beautiful.
She is drinking blood.
Nas
is too, man. Nas, yo, these motherfuckers that look like they're like 60 and still look 20, something's going on.
Right? Yeah. That's
some supernatural fairy dust shit. I don't know what the hell.
Fairy dust shit.
Whatever it is, I want to bottle it.
Yeah, for real, man.
And sell that shit. You know what I'm saying? Who's that? I was like, get the fuck out. Yo, make you feel whole. I was listening on a podcast. Remember Chelsea Clinton?
Yes. Yes, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton's daughter, yeah.
She just turned 40.
Stop. Just stop right now. I don't want to know.
Holy shit.
Let that sink in.
I remember as a teenager.
I felt a gray hair just push out of my face.
You know what he told me? I was like, who's that? And he had to explain to me who she was. I'm like, oh, her.
I remember as a freaking early 20s okay. teenager. Like,
for those youngins that don't know, Chelsea Clinton is the daughter of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was one of the favorite presidents of the United States back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Most of us know him because when we were in high school, we've heard of Bill Clinton, of course. You know, Bill Clinton family with Hillary and all that. Now, to hear his daughter back that we know from back then is now today 40.
Yeah. Damn.
Stop.
Isn't that sink in?
Mind
blowing. She's crazy. My age? Holy crap. Yes, I'm 40. Fuck you.
I'm 40.
And 40's the new 30 anyway.
No. Don't say that. Don't start saying something is a new something.
Well, that's what I heard.
Because midnight's the new 9 o'clock.
True.
Right? Like,
true.
I'm just like, 10 p.m., goodbye.
I'm done.
I'm going to go put my jams.
Pretty much.
I don't feel none of that shit. I remember back in the day, man, I used to be like, yo, I could stay up for like 4 days. And then take a nap and be like, yeah.
You know, and not even have any type of circles under your eyeballs.
Fresh, yo, if I miss one day of sleep, my whole life is over.
Okay? I look like shit.
Yeah, I'm done.
I get like 3 hours sleep, I look like a zombie. For real.
Like someone just asked you a whole bunch of math questions at once, you just...
Like that woman meme with all the...
I just a vein pops out of my head.
I'm crashing to the side of my house.
What did you say to me?
Like, if I don't get at least 6 hours, I'm fucking look like a zombie, yo.
I look zonked.
Fuck it.
Zonked.
I need at least 6 hours. At least.
I don't even care how many hours it is. Just a little bit of sleep. Something.
Anything.
Maybe just close my eyes and open it back up.
Cat nap.
After a little while. You know, like just, all right, I'm good.
Oh, you was like, yo, you were asleep for 2 or 3 hours. Like, what? What time is it? It's 11 o'clock at night. What? What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, speaking of sleep, I need to get some fucking sleep myself. Yeah. I'm gonna mosey on the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna go return to my streaming. Because streaming. I got a Shudder!
Annie's all happy that she got a Shudder. I don't know if you guys are streaming.
Not too much.
Since she got a Shudder, that's all we're gonna be hearing. Is what she's been watching on Shudder. Want a weekly update on what you've watched on
I've
Shudder.
Already watched like 4 movies from 1972.
Oh shit.
Someone's enjoying their streaming service.
Definitely.
Hey man, it's only $56 a year, so why not?
True.
Alright, so shout out to Khadijah.R on Instagram. Shout out to Reams on SoundCloud. And check him out also on Instagram. Shout out and happy birthday to Stefano.
Yes.
Woo! Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I will Facebook you a message, but my Facebook's locked.
Shout out and happy birthday to Waffles Rosé.
Woo!
Happy birthday.
And if you want to get more information about what we're doing, when we're going to be podcasting, you go to our Facebook. Facebook.com/chillvillains. Memes, vids, and state chill. We are live on Instagram. Not live today. Today was a dark episode.
Old school style.
Old school styles. But whenever we're podcasting, most of the time, we are live at
Chillin' with Villains
on Instagram. We have a YouTube as well, at Chill Villains. We're on Instagram, at Chill Villains. If you want to complain, you have complaints. You hate our guts.
I'm used to that shit.
You send your complaints to chillwithvillains@gmail.com. I think that's it.
Yeah, no,
right?
Yeah.
Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hi.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
On behalf of Jess Filmin.
Peace.
That's all we got to say about that shit.
Yeah.
We out.